I'm Christina.
And this is Erin.
And you're listening to
Something to Wag About.
So today I just wanted to talk about a common concept that I hear when people are talking about positive reinforcement dog training. And that is that, you know, we are only reinforcing things that we like, which is true. It's a big part of it, but that we don't really have rules. We don't set boundaries for our dogs and they can do whatever we want. And we're just going to reinforce what we like to grow those behaviors. You and I both know that it's not black and white like that. And we certainly do set boundaries. Those are going to look different depending on the dog. So there's not like this golden set of rules that I follow for every dog in terms of, oh, they can't jump on people, or I don't know, they can't go up on my bed or anything like that. But absolutely part of training plans, if required, setting boundaries is still a part of positive reinforcement training.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when critics of positive reinforcement training get going on the internet, a lot of times people get caught up in the four quadrants. So positive reinforcement, positive punishment. We're not going to go into it here in great detail, but the truth is there's no such thing as purely positive reinforcement training. And there's no such thing as purely punishment-based training. And anybody who says that that's the case, they're kind of missing the mark. They're not discussing actual real life training that people are doing in the world. And setting boundaries is part of it, and saying no to our dogs is part of it. I say no to dogs all the time. The difference from a positive reinforcement-based trainer is that when we say no to our dog, it doesn't mean, or else I'll use some sort of a correction, that, you know, a pain or an intimidation-based correction technique.
Exactly. Pretty much we can say no, and we can create boundaries without creating pain or fear in any way. Mm-hmm. And there's many ways we can do that, whether or not it's, you know, people have issues with puppies is, oh, my puppy's biting me. You know, what do I do about it? They're always putting my teeth on me, or they're always jumping on me. And I mean, a way that I simply set boundaries right from the get-go with my puppies is they have their own space, right? You know, they're not allowed to jump and bite me. I don't really like that. And it's hard to just reinforce what I like, because puppies put their mouths on things. That's just part of puppyhood, right? That's how they explore their world. Maybe they're teething. So I can easily set boundaries just by management in that way, like put up a gate. Maybe I have a dog that has a lot of arousal, or they've just learned to jump on people and put their mouth on people for attention. You know, I have no problems with, I can very gently, take their collar and just not let them do that. I don't correct it. So I'm not surprising the dog by jerking them around, but I certainly can just put my hand on their collar and simply not let them do something. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, work towards training the behaviors that I do want. But yeah, I can say no without hurting, essentially, or intimidating, like you said.
So if anyone's talking to you about positive reinforcement training and these concepts come up about, you know, waiting them out until they do good things, or just ignoring bad behavior and waiting for the good stuff so that we can reinforce it, you know, think that that's not actually the way it works, and that's not actually the way that positive reinforcement trainers are doing things out there in the world.
Exactly. Beautifully said, Christina.